WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Brian Clark. The DA in Fulton County, Georgia, is presenting her case to a grand jury this week. This could result in a fourth criminal indictment for former President Trump, accusing him and allies of trying to overturn the state's 2020 presidential election results. Wildfires on Maui have now claimed at least 96 lives, and Hawaii's governor is warning that hundreds of people are still unaccounted for. A court filing from Hunter Biden's attorneys say their client's diversion agreement on a gun charge is valid and binding, even if a plea deal on tax charges fell apart in court. It's official.
The earth is heating up. And what we find is that July of this year, the temperatures are the hottest ever on record.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson making that announcement, and Iran's foreign minister says it's received necessary guarantees from the U.S. to free Americans detained there. This is ABC News. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. ambassador to Russia visited Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich at a Moscow detention facility. He was arrested earlier this year, accused of spying. U.S. government and the Journal say he's being wrongly detained. Russian media reports that the ambassador found Gerskovich in good health. Barbie captured a few more movie records.
You guys ever think about dying?
The Barbie phenomenon not dying anytime soon, and over the weekend, the film just set two more records. Director Greta Gerwig now holds the title for the highest-earning film in the U.S. ever directed by a woman, passing Frozen 2, which was co-directed by Jennifer Lee. Worldwide, Frozen 2 is still the champ for a movie directed by a woman, though Barbie has a strong shot at beating it. And over the weekend, the film became the highest-grossing live-action movie worldwide directed by a woman, passing Captain Marvel, which was co-directed by Anna Boden. Barbie's worldwide total stands at $1.18 billion, another $250 million, and it'll pass Frozen 2. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Nina dedicated its new high school at a ceremony on Sunday. Students ranging from next year's class of 2024 to the current pre-K's class of 2037 were represented at the event and cut a red ribbon dedicating the new building. In addition to more modern classrooms and flexible learning areas, Principal Brian Wunderlich says athletes will be super fired up about the new weight room and fine arts students will love the new auditorium and its immersive sound. Classes start September 5th. And while we're at it, how about some more new architecture in Northeast Wisconsin? The East Branch of the Brown County Public Library is officially closed today. The closing at 2255 Main Street takes place to prepare for the new building, which will open next door. The new space will have over 10,000 square feet more than the old library. The grand opening celebration will be September 16th. The library will officially open September 18th. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Mino and the Mayor.
With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's Monday, but it's much, much more than that. It's Joe Biden Eve in Milwaukee. It's Fulton County Indictment Watch all across the nation. And it's a love-filled Monday edition. Welcome to it, fella.
Hey, Crudy. Happy Monday. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. Happy Monday to us all. Yeah, man. A lot going on today.
Tom, let's start close to home. Let's start with, you know, relations between, let's call it the legislative branch and the judicial branch.
The separate and co-equal branches of government, Crudy.
Well, don't tell that to Robin Voss. He would say, you know, some are more co-equal than others, if you know what I'm saying. But his message for the newly installed Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, reportedly liberal Janet Protasiewicz, while the conservative, the Republican, Robin Voss, says basically recuse or be impeached on the issue of gerrymandering. And she said effectively the maps are rigged. And of course, it's generally only by the virtue of the rigged maps that Robin Voss is the Speaker of the Assembly here in the state of Wisconsin. Right.
And has any power or ability to even try to impeach a sitting Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Well, by a two-thirds majority, despite the fact in every statewide election, Democrats seemingly win. See the prior election of Janet Protasiewicz by 11 points. Robin Voss. Voss says lawmakers, easy for me to say, I got Monday.
Here we go.
Happy Monday. The Mondays now, may consider impeachment if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse from the redistricting case. Again, and he is the Speaker of the Assembly only by virtue of the fact that they have a two-thirds majority, even though they can't win a statewide election. If Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz does not recuse from lawsuits challenging Robin Voss's ultimate authority, I mean the state's legislative boundaries, Republicans who control the state legislature, and by that I mean Boss Voss, might consider impeachment proceedings, the Assembly's top Republican said Friday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Rochester, said in an interview on WSAU. Now, that is an inferior whitey-righty talk radio product. The quality of the product inferior, Dom. But the signal, massive. Covers the entirety of the Northwoods, WSAU. So when he goes on that station, he's talking to about half of Wisconsin. Anyways, he, Robin Voss, does not believe impeachment should be considered lightly by lawmakers. But he's considering it lightly for Protasiewicz, right? Yeah. But he said the idea could move forward if Protasiewicz does not recuse herself on cases he said she prejudged during her campaign for a seat on the state's highest court. If there's any semblance of honor on the state Supreme Court left, you cannot have a person who runs for the court prejudging a case and being open about it. That's the part that really troubles you, because of course you know all of your candidates' preferences on every single case. That's why you support them. But anyways, she basically let the cat out of the bag, Dom. She prejudged. Let me finish the quote. If there's any semblance of honor on the state Supreme Court left, you cannot have a person who runs for the court prejudging a case and being open about it and then acting on the case as if you're an impartial observer. Now, he said that to host Meg Ellefson when asked whether the legislature could successfully defend the current boundaries with a liberal-controlled state Supreme Court. They could not. There is no rational way, Dom, as far as I'm concerned, to defend these boundaries. So you better start going after the referees, the judges.
Well, it's a very interesting quote, and there's more to the quote from Voss on Friday. But when he says, if there's any semblance of honor on the Supreme Court left, well, this is interesting. What has happened, in your opinion, Speaker Voss, to bring dishonor to the Supreme Court? Because I bet we probably think the same thing, but I'm not sure that dishonor might be there, but maybe for different reasons. Voss goes on to say in his interview, you cannot have a judge who said, you know, the maps are rigged, because she bought into the argument that that's why we're winning elections, not the quality of our candidates. And then she sits in a trial acting like she's going to listen and hear both sides fairly. That just can't happen. See how he always throws it in there, Crudy? You know, better candidates, better ideas.
Well, I know he says that. He almost got beat by Adam Steen. It was like 300 ballots. You know, the former president endorsed against him, as did his, special sauce prosecutor, Gableman, who he later called an embarrassment to the state. But the court was honorable under Gableman, who you hired, right?
Yeah, right.
I just want to remember, you know, days gone by. A more honorable court, Tom.
Yeah, back in the day with the choking and the Gablemans. Yeah, that was very honorable.
Well, Gableman came to the court under a cloud of ethical scandal. He racially went after his opponent, Lewis Butler, and he won, you know, he won election to the court, Tom. But of course, the Wisconsin Supreme Court can only judge itself. So when it was considered that he might have broken some ethical rules, well, there was no slap on the wrist or anything for the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman, because only they could decide whether or not they were going to censure themselves. See the aforementioned choke and prosser.
Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel continues. In January, Protasiewicz called the state's legislative maps rigged in a public forum. And in March, she told Capital Times reporters in a podcast interview she would enjoy taking a fresh look at the gerrymandering question. Quote, they do not reflect people in the state. I don't think you could sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair, Protasiewicz, a former Milwaukee County judge, said in the January forum. I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values. And the maps are wrong. So there you go. That's the what? How did he put it? That's the prejudging of the case, according to Robin Voss. I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values, and the maps are wrong.
But by virtue of the rigging of the political maps, the legislative maps here in the state of Wisconsin, despite the quote-unquote liberal, the Democratic majority here in statewide elections, Robin Voss is Speaker of the Assembly, and effectively between him and the Senate, they have the votes to impeach. They could take out a Supreme Court justice before she could turn or rule upon this decision. Although I think Tony Evers would have the right to appoint and reappoint and reappoint.
Voss suggested if Pro Tasiewicz does not recuse from cases involving the maps, she would violate her oath of office, which might push lawmakers to consider impeaching her. You know how Republicans care so much about their oath of office, Gertie. I want to look and see. Does she recuse herself on cases where she has prejudged? That is, to me, is something that is at the oath of office and what she said she was going to do to uphold the Constitution. That, to me, is a serious offense. Voss said court decisions wouldn't trigger impeachment discussions. Another quote, it can't be because they make the decision on a court case that I disagree with, right? Question mark.
Right.
It has to be.
Right.
It has to be.
But that's exactly why you would consider doing this. You would just get to it before the ruling came out.
You not letting him finish. Can I finish? Can Voss finish, please? Right. Right. Crudy. Voss wants to finish. Voss
right. Says, right.
Right. Right. It has to be where they violate the oath of office. Right. Justice Pro Tasiewicz, who prejudged cases, doesn't recuse herself. Right. That could be something we would consider.
Right.
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 Wow. Let's see here. Voss, they talk about a little bit more about Pro Tasiewicz's background. Voss also emphasized he does not support launching proceedings without careful thought, and said recent action taken by the new liberal majority created by Pro Tasiewicz's election in April do not warrant impeachment discussions. The four liberal justices in the first week moved to reduce the powers of the conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler and fired state courts director Randy Kachnick. I think what was happening at the Supreme Court is wrong. There is no doubt in my mind. As a non-lawyer, when I just read the language of the Constitution...
As a popcorn magnet.
I love popcorn. Some of the actions that they are taking are certainly constitutionally questionable, but the idea that we're going to immediately start an impeachment process is probably too radical.
Unless they come after my power. Right? Unless they come after our cooked-in-the-books, gerrymandered, super-partisan... You know, then impeachment will become necessary, Dom.
He continues, there's more, but wait. I think it's wrong that we throw that word around without much comment on how rare it should be. Because you have to have something that really rises to a level that requires the person to be taken out of office. Because remember, if an impeachment occurs, what you are saying is we are substituting our decision as elected officials for that of the voter.
Which you're prepared to do. Right, Robin Voss? Right?
Right? Evan Goyke, a Democrat from Milwaukee, who's also an attorney, said Voss's suggestion that impeachment may be possible is nearly an admission of how tenuous the Republican legislative grasp on power is. That type of reaction shows how threatened the Republican majority is by a challenge to their rigged maps. It's really good evidence that the state is gerrymandered, that they'd be willing to go to such an unprecedented maneuver. He said he believes Pro Tasiewicz's comments during the campaign are not a basis for recusal, and expects Pro Tasiewicz and other justices to follow a new recusal standard the liberal majority adopted for court operations.
What about Hugh? Here's what he told WISN-TV. To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious. So, no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process. It's a regularly occurring event in Wisconsin.
Right?
But we reserve the right to.
Right?
Do you hear the song? The OJs. Love Train? That's for you, Jordan Love. Welcome to the Packers, baby. Come back with us. Devils Advocates Radio Show. You're always a friend if you call 844-96-PARTY.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's refunds with an S, pro.com.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 57. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 82. Wednesday, under mainly sunny skies, 76. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did we mention President Joe Biden coming to Milwaukee tomorrow? Guess who'll be there, Dom?
You're going to be there, Crudy.
Yeah, because I know you're not going to be there. Someone's got to represent on behalf of the Devil's Advocates radio show. I will be there.
Thank you.
Representing. And look forward to being part of the coverage. Me and Terry Bell, news director here for Civic Media, will be credentialed at the Biden event in Milwaukee. And my understanding, he's going to a green energy plant, Dom, and he's going to give some remarks. I think it's been 1 year since the passage and signing into law of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. So, you know, that's part of it. And the other big part of it, of course, pre-trolling the Republicans because they got their presidential debate coming to Milwaukee next Wednesday. You'll be there, right, Dom? You're coming with me to the Whitetail Milwaukee. We'll be in the Deer District across from the Pfizer Forum doing a live show. Maggie's already in. Matt Flynn said yes. Kristen Bride, the whole gang's going to be there, Dom. And Todd Alba is going to bring some national friends. He's going to bring, my understanding, I'm not trying to speak out of turn here, Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project. He's also going to have Trigby Olson, a Lincoln Project member with some Badger roots, Dom. So they're coming in for the pre-presidential debate. The only question, will Dom be there and will Trump be there?
Trump will not be there. Dom will be there, but I'm not clear on the bar. I haven't been there, but I look forward to checking it out. You know,
that's our venue.
I was not consulted on the bar location, so I'm going to have to get with my people and see how that's going to go.
There might be some nepotism going on there. Yeah. I think somebody's married to one of the owners. So anyways, that we have to look forward to. You know, the political cycle, it's just getting started, Dom. Makes me think I should do a little self-improvement. You know, because we might get some national media opportunities.
Why start now, man? I mean, you know.
Well, when I say self-improvement, I was just thinking like self-editing my Wikipedia page.
I hear that's a very important thing that people do nowadays.
Well, Dan Bice over on the Page Six, I mean the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is reporting this today. Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley has been quietly editing her own Wikipedia page. Yeah. Quietly editing.
Like giving yourself a nickname? You call me T-Bone from now on.
You think, I call her, she has a nickname, Dom? The Bad Bradley.
Bad Bradley.
You'd think members of the state Supreme Court would have too little time on their hands to worry about the contents of their Wikipedia pages. But conservative firebrand Rebecca Bad Bradley isn't like most other Supreme Court justices, thank God. Last week, a person with the Twitter handle at Arizona Sunblock from Tampa, Florida, noticed that Bradley, who has been on the high court since 2015, appeared to make major changes to her Wikipedia biography earlier this year. Here's how the tweet went. Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice at Judge Bradley, Wisconsin, is currently engaging in an edit war on her Wikipedia page under an anonymous username that she also uses in her personal email. Oh, she got ratted out, Tom. The username RLGBJD, which could very well refer to Rebecca Lynn Grassel Bradley JD. She received her first law degree from the University of Wisconsin in 1996, and it turns out the Tampa tweeter had guessed correctly. Here's a quote. Liberal media has distorted my record since the beginning of my judicial career, and I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked, Bradley told the Journal Sentinel in an email. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from my actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background. What then was getting under her skin, Dom?
Curdy, it's clear Bradley really, really disliked the section in her Wikipedia page dealing with a Republican challenge to the stay-at-home order issued by the administration of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to her Wikipedia page, in May of 2020, Bradley compared the state's stay-at-home orders to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, a case known as Korematsu versus the United States.
Worse, perhaps, than any analogy I've ever accused you of having the worst analogies ever.
No, a lot of bad analogies going around these days. Here's what Bradley actually said, according to the video of the teleconference of the May 5th, 2020 oral arguments. Quote, I'll direct your attention to another time in history, the Korematsu decision, where the court said the need for action was great and time was short, and that justified, and I'm quoting, assembling together and placing under guard all those of Japanese ancestry in assembly centers during World War II. Could the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, under this broad delegation of legislative power or legislative-like power, order people out of their homes into centers where they are properly socially distanced in order to combat the pandemic? The point of my question is, what are the limits, constitutional or statutory? There have to be some, don't there, counsel? Question mark. Not surprisingly, the reference got widespread media attention. Actor George Takei,
man, Sulu Takei,
who was in a Japanese-American internment camp from ages 5 to almost 9, ripped Bradley over the comparison, as did the board chairman of the Japanese-American National Museum. With her Wikipedia edits, Bradley dropped what she said during oral arguments and replaced it with a quote from her concurring opinion that overturned the stay-at-home order. Although headlines may sensationalize the invocation of cases such as Korematsu, the point of citing them is not to draw comparisons between circumstances of people horrifically interned by their government during a war and those of people subjected to isolation orders during a pandemic. We mention cases like Korematsu in order to test the limits of government authority to remind the state that urging courts to approve exercises of extraordinary power during a time of emergency may lead to extraordinary abuses of its citizens. Got that? She swapped out her offensive statement from oral arguments for a slightly more muted statement from her written decision. But there was more. And perhaps we'll get to it on the other side.
Right? Love is what we got. Come back with us. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Your call could be first and next.
So that's the See, but... Yeah, we're done there.
From I-43 to I-41... This is the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The DA in Fulton County, Georgia, is presenting her case to a grand jury this week. And this could result in a fourth criminal indictment for former President Trump, accusing him and allies of trying to overturn the state's 2020 presidential election results. Wildfires on Maui have now claimed at least 96 lives, and Hawaii's governor is warning that hundreds of people are still unaccounted for. A court filing from Hunter Biden's attorneys say their client's diversion agreement on a gun charge is valid and binding, even if a plea deal on tax charges fell apart in court. It's official.
The earth is heating up. And what we find is that July of this year, the temperatures are the hottest ever on record.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson making that announcement, and Iran's foreign minister says it's received necessary guarantees from the U.S. to free Americans detained there. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. It's mostly rain and clouds today in northeast Wisconsin, but there is more severe weather a bit south. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
A flood watch is in effect now through this evening for Fond du Lac and Sheboygan counties. As storms sweep across the area, rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are expected, with a locally higher amounts possible. A beach hazard statement is also in effect through Tuesday morning, as life-threatening waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are expected on Lake Michigan.
Gunshots were fired near a McDonald's in Menasha over the weekend. Menasha police say they got a call around 6:20 p.m. on Saturday, August 12th, to the 1100 block of Airport Road. Authorities later found the car witnesses described around 8 p.m. in Menasha. A 26-year-old man was arrested and taken to the Winnebago County Jail. There is an investigation into the incident. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. Feeling good about our quarterback, Jordan Love. Feeling higher love, Dom, if you know what I'm saying. See, there's a theme. It's playing out right here on the radio.
I get it.
Dom, we were talking about the bad Bradley, Justice Rebecca Bradley. She apparently is going off and improving herself through constructive improvements of her Wikipedia page.
Very important.
You know, you're not supposed to do that. For those wondering, I don't have a Wikipedia page. I should. I'm shocked we don't. Do we? I mean, I am mentioned on other Wikipedia stuff through radio station ownership and whatever, but like Sage has a Wikipedia page. Yeah. Do you think Sage goes on and improves, corrects, you know, makes
five,
little
eight,
comments
five, eight, too? 150 pounds. Yeah. I don't know, man.
So anyways, Rebecca Bradley, you know, claimed she was just cleaning up the record, Don, but it's...
Well, yeah, you know, the liberals out there, you know, quoting her oral arguments instead of her written decision. Shame on them for telling the truth.
Dom, there's a little bit more I think we should share with the audience. A quote from our friend Scott Ross, formerly of One Wisconsin Now, supposed to be an in-studio guest tomorrow, but in Wednesday. Deference yes. to my trip to Joe Biden East, he's being flexible. He's a firebrand, but he's a flexible guy. Scott Ross, part of our show on Wednesday. But anyways, here's what he said about Rebecca, the bad Bradley. Republicans have become the party of book banning, but as always, Rebecca Bradley goes just one step further and wants to erase the internet. That's pretty clever stuff, Scott Ross. Bradley made changes to more case on her personal page, again, Wikipedia page. The 52-year-old jurist corrected a summary of her 2022 decision outlawing the use of drop boxes to cast absentee ballots in Wisconsin. Of course, she's against that, Dom. The Wikipedia page, citing an erroneous slate article, said Bradley had written that the 2020 election of Joe Biden was illegitimate due to the use of these boxes. The corrected record is effectively, there's more words in between her saying the election of Joe Biden was illegitimate, you know, if it was outside the law, et cetera, et cetera. And Dom herself edits haven't gone unnoticed on the online encyclopedia. A Wikipedia editor scolded Bradley for making changes to her own page, noting this could create a conflict of interest. She should recuse Dom or be impeached.
Yes, impeach her.
Editors with a conflict of interest may be unduly influenced by their connection to the topic. Bradley was told she was directed to Wikipedia's editing guidelines, which suggest users avoid editing or creating articles about yourself, your family, friends, colleagues, company, organization, clients, or competitors. I would write my own Wikipedia page, Dom. It would be glowing.
Right. Those devils, they are awesome. Greatest radio show ever.
Is there more here? Is there more here? A little bit farther down, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll jump down. Let me get down to it. In addition to her substantive issues, she also updated her photo, corrected one clear error. Wikipedia page says she participated in the Thomas More Society, a right-wing nonprofit law firm. Instead, she was a member of the St. Thomas More Lawyers Society, a group of Catholic lawyers and judges. In her email to the Journal Sentinel, Bradley says she had to make the changes because members of the media aren't doing their job. Crudy, how come you are not updating the bad Bradley's Wikipedia page?
Who do you think put the ugly photo of her on?
Clearly, the media has made no effort to report honestly, so public officials have no choice but to correct the record for them. I hope this clears up the great Wikipedia issue facing our state and allows you to focus on the constitutional crisis created by my colleagues, she concluded, referring to actions taken by the new liberal majority on the court. But as Vice writes, Bradley may be jumping the gun.
Or the shark.
The great Wikipedia issue may not be over. A quick review of her current page shows someone recently erased some of her edits, including her version of the Japanese internment reference. As Daniel Bice at the Journal Sentinel concludes, perhaps it's time for Bradley to get back to work rewriting her judicial record one Wikipedia entry at a time.
844-967-2789. We always let you set the record straight here. Starting with Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Well, this is a meaty subject, and I would like to dive in with three points in reference to the legal musings of our fine popcorn king, Mr. Robin Voss, yeah. who feels that she should be up for impeachment if she does not recuse herself on the issue of the maps. I'd like to just make three points, you guys. The first is Dan Kelly, in running for Supreme Court, the Republican candidate, was quite clear about his position on abortion. He had a long record of anti-abortion views, and in fact, stumped by his blog post on this subject, but then claimed it was not relevant to how he would participate on the Supreme Court. He was also a big fan of the maps. This is from an article, Wisconsin Public Radio, 30th of March, 2023, and it quotes him from 2012, defending the maps, and this is a quote, this is Mr. Kelly, the Republican candidate on the gerrymandered maps. He says, it's a good map. It's a solid map. It's constitutional, end quote. So that's, you know, his opinion, and apparently that didn't bother Mr. Voss too much at all. And then I would add to it, and I, you know, you guys.
Well, before you can be impeached, you'd have to be elected to something, and you can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Yes, right, right. But if this is the case, you know, then he's clearly said what his opinion is of the map.
Sure,
so just
absolutely.
Disregard that. Yeah, yeah. And it's just, in addition, in looking at what are the grounds for impeachment in Wisconsin for state, as I understand it, for those in the state court, it is corrupt conduct and crimes and misdemeanors, which brings us back to that beautiful example of Shoki Prosser, that would be David Prosser, who put his hands around his fellow jurist. And as he said, I did have my hands around her, but I didn't squeeze. Okay, that's good.
Just measuring her up for a choker chain.
It's unbelievable. Isn't that corrupt conduct? And also, you know, crimes and misdemeanors. This is a guy who refused to recuse himself when he got, I think it was $2.6 million he got from the two groups of
Prosser
manufacturers in town.
It had been over a year, so he no longer felt overly persuaded because it took over a year to work its way through the courts, and those massive campaign donors that were now going to be litigants before the court, it had been over a year, Joe, so he didn't feel a need to recuse.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Even though 76% of all election spending on his campaign came from Club for Growth and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, but he won't recuse himself, even though people were telling him that.
Well, what do you think they were paying for, Joe?
Well, and thank you for bringing up some historical facts and great points. But it does, unfortunately, it doesn't get any traction with the Republicans, because if you're looking for, you know, consistent criticism from the Republicans, you know, of their own, the same way they would do it for a liberal, that's never going to happen. That's not how they do it. They are disingenuous and they are unserious people.
Well, I'm all for the fact that Dan Kelly was all about saying that it's a solid map, it's a good map, it's constitutional. So good for the goose, good for the gander, and we just got to push back on that. And, I mean, for crying out loud, double standard land, no time for it, no time for it. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. That's where they live. Hell, they live there, they hang out there, they bring all their friends to double standard land.
I do not want to live in double standard land.
And you can't make me live in double standard land. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy Monday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, maybe we need to take up a collection, buy dictionaries for all the Republicans in our state legislature and have
That implies inquisitiveness, and Mark, back. Like they want to know the answers. We know better.
Curiosity to read.
Any person with half a wit knows that our current maps are unconstitutional because they meet neither of those two standards, and that is just simply the truth. I mean, that. So they're going after Judge Protasay, which for speaking the truth, that the maps do not meet constitutional muster, pure and simple, which means the conservatives on our Supreme Court violated that constitution by not meeting those standards. It's pretty simple language, folks, and that for all the conservatives out there, look up the words. Look up the state constitution. It's pretty easy to find it. Yeah, those definition or the words there that are there, and see that it's followed, because Republicans are just, you know, they should just get called out every opportunity to find those words contiguous and compact. I mean, if I saw Robin West, to find those two words and just hope he takes a swing at me.
Better candidates, better ideas, Mark. That's
better dictionaries.
Thanks for the call, man. But what's the point of this, do you think? I mean, obviously people are pushing back. The Senate's not even there. I mean, perhaps he could be persuaded to do that. Why the trial balloon? Why do you think he drops this on a Friday?
Chilling prior restraint, man. Just to put the threat in her mind. If you don't recuse, we're going to bring you up on a show trial. We will drag you through the mud. We will find rationale.
Protasewicz is someone that would respond or that would impact Protasewicz's action. You think for a minute that she would recuse herself? Again, given the very historical circumstances.
Well, you'd hate to do it, Tom, but pointed out, if he was driven to do it because, you know, there was a threat to his authority, then he'll have to do it.
So then we should expect that, because there is a threat to his authority. I mean, it'll take a while. Say the maps get redrawn, as they should be, and they're more fair. They're not going to be, you know, whatever. We'll take what we can get, since we're the ones, you know, not being represented here. All right, so that'll happen. But what? So you're going to go through impeachment, and what? Then it's Chief Justice who? You know, Evers gets to put someone else on the court.
Then we're going to keep an eye. We've got some dangerous weather perhaps going on in our listening audience. So we've got our eye in the sky guy, Corey Hartman, going to join us right after the break. Dom, there is some other news here in the great state of Wisconsin. We've got a candidate in the first CD to go against Brian Stahl, the Republican. And his name is Santos. And I hope it's no relation to George.
His first name's not George, is it?
It's not George.
Okay, okay.
I haven't memorized it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's not George. That would be a little problematic. Lorenzo Santos.
Lorenzo.
He is currently a Racine County Emergency Response Manager. Actually has a fairly impressive private resume in that he went and got his master's degree at George Washington University. He works for the County of Racine. He's been out there in the private sector, and now he's running against Brian Stahl, who I find quite unimpressive.
Good.
I'm running because we've seen fundamental civil and human rights systematically taken away these past few years, and I'm not going to stand by and let that continue to happen, Santos said in his campaign announcement, which made no mention of Stahl. Good way of doing it, Dom. He added, I believe in a woman's right to choose, that in the richest country on the earth, anyone that wants health care should have it, that voters should choose their elected officials, not the other way around, and that we should pay workers a fair wage, provide our children with a quality education, and keep them safe while they're getting one. The move officially kicks off the race for the state's southeastern 1st Congressional District, one of two competitive seats in Wisconsin that became more purple with redistricting. Democrats in recent months have put most of their attention on the Wisconsin battleground of the 3rd District. Why, Dom, we've got 5 radio stations in the 3rd District, talking about civic media, and only 2 radio stations covering the 1st District. But we'll do what we can with WAUK, and we'll do what we can with WRJN. But we're definitely going to have a voice in this race. So, Mr. Santos, hopefully no relation to George, the unfortunately named Lorenzo Santos. I wonder if, you know, he would consider a name change. T-Bone.
Me and Lorenzo rolling into Benzo. Welcome to the party, pal. Good luck. Make sure we should reach out and invite this guy around, man, because Stahl's got to go.
We'll call him T-Bone on the show. T-Bone. T-Bone for Congress.
Check the Wikipedia page. See what they call him.
L-Bone. Yeah, but you never know, because he could have updated his own Wikipedia page. But I think it's just the bad Bradley that does that. Got some dangerous weather out there around the listening audience. We'll bring Corey Hartman in briefly to give you an update after the break. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin.
no data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 57. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 82. Wednesday, under mainly sunny skies, 76. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. You can join this fine program at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm in love with Jordan Love, and we've got some crazy weather to tell our listeners down in the first CD. Just talking about the politics down there. We got some weather to update the audience on. Corey Hartman, please do so.
All right, Crudy, we've got a flash flood warning that has been issued for eastern Kenosha County and east central Racine County. Goes until 6:30 p.m. About 20 minutes ago, we started to get reports across the area of flash flooding in downtown Kenosha, including cars that have been stuck in some intersections due to the flood waters. So obviously, don't drive through areas where water covers the roadway. About 2.5 inches of rain has fallen. There's a few additional showers that are pushing out into the lake right now, but flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Basically, right along the lakeshore, Racine, Mount Pleasant, and Kenosha are in this warning. And again, this goes until 6:30 p.m. So we'll have more reporting on this from WRJN during the 5 o'clock newscast coming up across these civic media stations.
Thank you for the update, Corey.
You bet.
I blame Brian Stahl and, of course, Robin Voss. They represent those districts. So, you know, if it's a flood of Noah-like proportions, I blame Voss. He brought it upon the district. No, be careful out there. I'm teasing, obviously. That's what we do sometimes, Dom. But Lorenzo Santos is running in the first CD. He is the first Dem to have announced his candidacy in the race. Former Racine Police Chief Art Howell is also considering a run. Multiple top Democrats told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Ryan Schrader, the mayor of Delavan, said he too is thinking about a challenge. Schrader, 49 this month, told the Journal Sentinel he enjoys his position of mayor, but has been encouraged by people both in Delavan and around the first congressional district, including county and state party officials, to challenge Stahl. There's some potential interest on my part, said Schrader, who said he hadn't considered running for Congress until people started reaching out to him. I'm so honored. If I never do anything other than be mayor in Delavan, that's just fine, too. Neither Santos nor Howell returned multiple calls seeking interviews. I hope they return our phone calls, Dom. Now, what about the targets, the top targets? It's the first and it's the third, Dom.
Excellent. I'm liking this, man. We got some, perhaps even a Dem primary with some solid candidates to take on. And Stahl might be a little more, I don't know, mentally stable than Van Orden, but you know, he still hasn't turned over the video of his colleague Derek Van Orden lambasting and getting in the face and swearing and yelling, physically threatening, you know, 16 and 17 year old Senate pages. We haven't seen that yet. So, yes, this is great and look forward to it. But, you know, Crudy, well, you know, we got some options on the Democratic side in Congress here in Wisconsin. The Republicans are having a little more difficulty on the Senate side.
They haven't fielded a viable candidate, one might say, Dom. Not a one. Can't find anyone to take on the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin.
Bueller? B? Bueller. Matthew Chapman reporting at the Raw story. Wisconsin on paper should be a state where Republicans have a fighting chance to pick up a Senate seat in 2024, an election where experts give the GOP great odds to retake the Senate because the map skews heavily in their favor. However, according to the Daily Beast, Wisconsin Republicans are facing a recruitment crisis as all of their top picks for Senate have declined to run against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the few who are considering a run are less than credible.
The few that are, yes. They're all less than credible, Dom. They're not beating Tammy Baldwin. She's going to hand them a Leah Vukmer, double-digit ass whooping.
It'd be hard enough as it is, but also with the whole Donald Trump thing. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. Two names most heavily floated for the race are Reps Brian Gallagher and Tom Tiffany.
Mike Gallagher. I know it's written incorrectly in the piece. Yes, I'm sorry, Gallagher.
No, thank you for that, Crudy. Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany. Toxic Tom, the Beast reported. However, both have declined to run. In fact, every House Republican in Wisconsin has declined. What, Glenn Grothman? You're not going? The only current candidates are a pair of millionaire businessmen, real estate developer Eric Hovde,
self-funders driver
Scott Mayer, whose main involvement in politics up to this point have been donating to the GOP.
I thought the former driver was Ricky Bobby, Dom.
Ricky Bobby. Rubens Racing, Curdy. Also considering a run is disgraced Trump-loving former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. David A. Clark Jr. A once frequent Fox News guest who compared January 6th to a frat party is involved in the QAnon movement and who has was once sued for allegedly cutting off water to people as punishment in his jails, leading to at least one inmate death. I mean, kind of forgot about that. It's freaking terrible. There's a lot to go over, and it won't be rushed or held to some consultant's timeline about a decision. I am not your typical politician. Clark told the Daily Beast when asked whether he was close to a decision about running. Baldwin, of course, elected in 2012, defeating former Governor Tommy Thompson. This comes as the GOP faces a number of other recruitment woes in the Senate recruitment, including the risk of far-right candidates hijacking the process around the country. Even in states where they appear to have more mainstream candidates lined up, they are already facing problems. In Pennsylvania, former hedge fund manager David McCormick, a top candidate for the GOP Senate nomination there, is facing allegations he really lives in Connecticut, a throwback to the previous race in the Commonwealth where Dr. Oz was charged with really living in New Jersey. Oh, Republicans.
They love them some carpetbaggers, Tom. What about that Tim Michaels? He would have been a fine representative from Connecticut. You know,
yes.
Where does Clark live?
Where's Clark live now? That's a great question. I don't know where Sheriff David E. Clark Jr.
Was he taking a job in the Trump administration? Didn't he?
No, he was too crazy. I mean, if you don't make it past whatever
the Trump vetting process, who has ever been vetted and declined by Trump?
Right. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.
I mean, Rudy was too drunk to be the Secretary of State, reportedly, but he was still fine for a personal attorney.
Was he? We'll see about that. Oh, so David A. Clark Jr., it's pitchfork and torches time in America. We got that, play that one if you want. Nate, you got the pitchfork and torches time?
I bet he does. We heard him say that at a Trump rally, right? He's firing up the crowd. It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
Do we have it? Let's play it.
Pitchfork and torches time in America.
Oh. You serious, Clark?
Come on. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, Hour 2, the happy hour. We'll talk more with you at 844-967-2789. And Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll take you there live. We'll play it out live right here on the Civic Media Network. Dom, in a week from now-ish, we got a presidential debate. The bad kind, the GOP kind. And we still got a wager of sorts going on whether or not Trump's showing up. I say yes. He can't resist.
No, he's not showing up.
More Devils. You better stick around. Hour 2 is next.
You serious, Clark?
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission.
Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.